Doyle says the Bush administration wants to gradually shift control of the Medicaid program away from states and more to the federal government. The problem, he says, is that the states can run the program more efficiently. For example, Wisconsin bargains with pharmaceutical companies for discounts on drugs for low-income families, which Doyle says ends up being much cheaper than the prices the federal government pays for drugs. Doyle says taking away states' freedom to manage their own Medicaid funds will end up having a cost.
State taxpayers are going to be paying a lot more money for prescription drugs for people on Medicaid than we were before. And that affects every governor and every state in the United States.
Doyle and more than 40 governors will lobby President Bush today to keep Medicaid funding to the states intact. They'll also meet with Bush's cabinet secretaries. Tomorrow, the governors are scheduled to discuss the issue with members of Congress. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.